This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abayim, welcome everyone to this special event, Lekavod the Sefer Magid Rakia on Sefer Bereishis. Welcome everyone. We want to thank our important hosts, Chazak. We want to thank Reb Ilan Meirav, Rav Yaniv Meirav, Reb Rabbi Eba for organizing tonight's event. Thank you very much. Whatever you could do to show your support to Chazak, especially in the area of helping Chazak facilitate public school children going to yeshivas, it's mamish hatzalas nefashos, whatever you could do to help them out. Tavei aleichem bracha. Tonight's event is sponsored by our dear friends at Chickens for Shabbos, who support Klal Yisrael's most dear and important, and that is almanos, agunos, families of melamdim. Go to the Yad Eliezer site, click the icon for almanos, agunos, melamdim, and by supporting these holy families, it will be great zuchus for your family and to see from your own children and grandchildren nachas, gezint, and only besurais toivais. Tonight's event on the Yom Tov of Sukkos is in honor of the Sefer on Bereishis. Even though we're still thinking about Shabbos Chol HaMoed and Hoshana Rabbah and Shemini Atzeres, but Simchas Torah, we're going to be completing the Torah, and then right away we're going to be connecting to the very beginning of the Torah. And you could go to our site, rabbidg.com, and you could order the Sefer Magid Rakia on Bereishis. It's our first Sefer that's on Al HaTorah. Bezos Hashem, we're going to be coming out this year with Magid Rakia on Shemois B'Siyata D'Shmaya. But get your Sefer with free shipping. Try to order now so that you could have it in time for the Parshas Bereishis. Now it's amazing, Reb Chaim Falaji, who had the zechus to visit his kever this year in Turkey, Reb Chaim Falaji brings amazingly that he wrote a sefer Chaim Techila, where he connects the end of the Torah to the beginning in over 100 ways. And interestingly, you look at this sefer that was published by Shuvi Nafshi, and you see it's published in large print, but Reb Chaim Falaji originally did not publish it in large print. Reb Chaim Falaji published it in small print, and he published it in small size. And the reason he published it in small size is he writes in his Hakdama that in the month of Tishrei, people are very busy preparing for Yom Tov, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, preparing for Yom HaKippurim, preparing for Sukkos and Chol HaMoed, and they don't have time for their regular limudim. Sometimes they just have a minute here and 2 minutes there. And therefore, Reb Chaim Falaji published a sefer in small size that you could carry around wherever you go and take advantage of the moments of time that you have. And from here we see the great value of time. We see how Reb Chaim Falaji so greatly valued time. It's interesting, we have a maimar on Parshas Chayisara about the value of time. It's Maimer Chavtes, Yikarois Hazman, and we bring that about from Sefer Yoina, where when Yoina was on the boat, he said, Sa'uni v'hatiluni el hayam, lift me up and carry me into the sea. And we bring from Rabbi Chasman that the reason why Yoina said, lift me up and carry me into the sea and throw me into the sea, he didn't just say throw me into the sea, is because every additional moment of life is so precious, is so important. And if Yonah could spare one more moment of life, so then he's going to take that opportunity. It's interesting, we bring over here the importance of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidiyos. These are mitzvahs that only take a moment to contemplate and reflect upon, and every moment a person thinks about these mitzvahs, one gets great schar. Now, the Medrash in Parshas Chayisara tells us that Rabbi Akiva was trying to awaken his Talmidim by telling his Talmidim, why was Esther Zaycha to rule over 120 Medinois in the merit of Sarah, who lived 127 righteous years? And he was Bikesh La'iram. He wanted to wake them up. And the Chiddush HaRim asks, how exactly did this wake up the Talmidim? The Chiddush HaRim explained that what Rabbi Akiva was conveying to his Talmidim was that if in the merit of each righteous year of Sarah's life, Esther ruled over a Medina, then in the merit of every month, Esther must have ruled over a country, and in the merit of every day or week, she ruled over a region, and in the merit of every hour, she ruled over a state, and the merit of every minute, she ruled over a city, and in the merit of every moment of her zuchusim, Esther was zochet to rule over a district. Look what you could accomplish in a moment. Look how valuable a moment is. And Rabbi Akiva, who started learning late in life, he was not only noyad doyresh, he did not only teach this lesson orally, but his whole life demonstrated this. As the Ben Ish Chai says, the word Akiva is Rashi Tevois, Yesh koina oilamai b'sha'a achas. And in fact, we once explained, and this is not in the Sefer, that the Keser Roish brings that learning Mishnayos is a skula for Hasmada, because by learning Mishnayos, you see how you could take advantage of every moment and every minute and how much you could accomplish in minutes of a time. In a minute or two, you could learn a Mishnah. It's a skula for Hasmada. We could learn from the Mishnah the idea of Yesh Koino Elamai Sha'achas. And it's no coincidence that Rabbi Akiva is the backbone of the Mishnah, as Rabbi Akiva's life lesson teaches us, Yesh Koino Elamai B'Sha'achas. And this is the reason why, even though we have the Sefer Chaim Tchila today in large print, originally Rabbi Chaim Falaji printed it in small print in order to teach the important lesson of Yesh Koino Elamai B'Sha'achas, what one could accomplish in one moment. So that's one of the six ideas I wanted to convey to you at tonight's event. Primarily, I want to share how the Yom Tov of Sukkos is a springboard for Sefer Bereishis. How the Yom Tov of Sukkos needs and is predicated, how the Yom Tov of Sukkos is the foundation and the basis to be able to learn, understand, and comprehend Sefer Bereishis. But as we approach the Torah, let's understand. Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, Yesh Shivim Panim LaTorah. And Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir and the Sefer Ezer Eliyahu brings that really there some Chachamim were able to be Doiresh many, many more than 70 Perushim on one Pasuk, like the Bengala Mukois offered 252 Perushim on Va'eschanan, and the Baal Shevet Musar says, well, what this could mean is really there are more than 70. There's 70 for each Jew, and if one Chacham is able to expand more than 70, that's because he took the Perushim that were designated for someone else. But we brought that there are many sources that there are a lot more than 70 Perushim. For example, Rav Chaim Falaji brings in this above-mentioned Sefer, Chaim Tchila, that 70 Perushim for Pshat, 70 for Remez, for Drush, for Soid, a total of 280 par. And we see further, Chavetz Chaim says, he brings from a Medrash, there are Shishim Riboy Perushim for every Pasuk in the Torah, 600,000 Perushim. This is something Megala Mukais discusses in the Oifen Tes, that on the words, Ki Vihine Soiraf, Soiraf stands for Shishim Riboy Partsufim Batira, and that's why the Torah requires that on the end of one line it says Darosh, and on the beginning of the next line it says Darash, because the Torah is so infinite, so just when you think you're ending, you're really just at the beginning. So there's certainly many, many more than Shivim Perushim. According to many Midrashim, there are Shishim Riboy Perushim, and we offer the following explanation and approach. Rabbeinu Bechaye says that the Shivim Perushim correspond to the 70 souls that went down to Mitzrayim. So we could say as follows. The Torah and Yisrael are one. There's an idea that there are 70 main souls of Israel, but there are also 600,000 main souls of Israel. So the 70 souls are more main branches, and the 600,000 are more branches that are broken down further. Likewise, with the Perushim of the Torah, maybe there are 70 main channels, and then they're subdivided further into 600,000 Perushim. Now let's begin by talking about Bereishis. And when we look at Parshas Bereishis and Sefer Bereishis, we will notice, and this is what we discuss in Maimer Aleph, that the concept of Re'ia, vision, appears many, many times, quite often in Sefer Bereishis. First we have Vayar Elohim Ki Tov many times. And we also find that when Rashi brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he wanted to create it b'midas hadin, ra she'eino olam miskayim. He saw the world would not exist b'midas hadin. Not that he understood or he recognized, he saw. Vision is used quite often throughout Sefer Bereishis. By the Eitz Hadas, we find that the woman saw the tree was good to eat. Usually, when we talk about eating, it's not something that you see is good. We find by the Dar HaMabel, Vayar Elohim es ha'aretz, or we find Ki oischa ra'isi tzadik, or by the Dar HaFlaga, Vayared Hashem lirois. By Avraham and Lloyd, regarding the Yerushas ha'aretz, Vayisa Lloyd es enav, Ki es kol ha'aretz asher ata roya. By Hagar and Yishmael, Vatikra Shem Hashem Hadarila Ato Kel Ra'i, or in the beginning of Vayera, Vayera al Bajmela, and we find Vayisena Vayar, Vayar Vayaratz. So the concept of Re'iyah appears many, many times throughout Sefer Bereishis, and by the birth of the children of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, we find that first he named his oldest son Reuven, a lashon of Re'ia, and then Shimon, we have a lashon of Shmia. So first a lashon of Re'ia, and then a lashon of Shmia. Why does Re'ia, why does the concept of Re'ia appear so often in Sefer Bereishis? So we offered, based on the above-mentioned Sefer, Reb Chaim Falaji, in his Psicha, the Rabbeinu Bechaye says that the five senses, sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch, correspond to the five books of the Chumash. Says Reb Chaim Falaji, if that's the case, then Bereishis corresponds to Re'ia. And now we could uncover another connection between the end of the Torah and the beginning. Because the Torah ends, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and Bereishis stands for Shebirais, that you saw, vision. So according to Reb Chaim Falaji, that Sefer Bereishis corresponds to vision, and according to Reb Chaim Falaji, that Sefer Bereishis corresponds to vision, we can offer as follows. Rabbeinu Bechaye also says that the Lashon of Sukkah is a Lashon of Soicha, vision, Ruach HaKodesh. In fact, that's why Sarah was called Yiska, a Lashon of vision, a Lashon of Ruach HaKodesh. So perhaps we could say, by spending time in the sukkah, which elevates our koyach hara'iyah, that we guard our eyes and we preserve it only for kedusha. The sukkah is the preparation area. The sukkah is like the chamber. The sukkah is the special booth with which we elevate our koyach hara'iyah. And by elevating karia, we are now prepared for Sefer Bereishis, the book of Re'iyah. So that, in a way, is how the Yom Tov of Sukkot prepares us for Sefer Bereishis. Now, it's interesting that it's brought in the Maharil that the first Shabbos after Sukkot is called the Shabbos Bereishis, which is interesting. We don't call the second Shabbos Shabbos Noach, and we don't name any other Parsha of the year, any other Shabbos of the year after the Parsha. So why do we name the first Shabbos after Bereishis Shabbos Bereishis? Well, in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel of the Shinavar, he brings in the name of his son-in-law, the Arya Debei Eli, that during the Yom Ha'Noraim, we all had Hurhurei Tshuva, we were mekabel on ourselves a new Hanhaga, and therefore the first Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereishis to remind us, let bygones be bygones, the past is the past, now is a new beginning. Let's offer a slightly variant approach and why the first Shabbos after Sukkot is called Shabbos Bereishis. We have an idea, and the Shlach HaKadosh talks about this in many places, that the Parsha that we read at a certain time of the year is very much connected to that time of the year, even though the Gemara only legislates certain Parshios for certain Zmanim. Nevertheless, whenever a parsha is laid at a certain time, it's definitely connected to that time of the year. The parshas of the 3 weeks talk about distribution of Eretz Yisrael and the Mayadim, because the 3 weeks will ultimately be a Mayad. We even have an idea that Rav Wolfson brings in the Emunah Seitecha from the Chayz of Lublin, that the parsha actually affects the time, creates new happenings in the time. And he says, in the name of his father, that's the reason why the parsha for Tisha B'Av is Va'aschanan. Because if it would be any other parsha of the year, since there's an idea that when we read about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has a flavor of Pesach, if the parsha that we would read on Tisha B'Av would be a different parsha of the year, then we would have extra flavor of Tisha B'Av whenever we read that parsha during the year. So we dafka read Va'aschanan, the week of Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, so that we don't end up reading about a Tisha B'Av Dika laning any other time of the year. Well, be it as it may, we could say that it's not that by calling it Parshas Bereishis, we're reminding people to be mechadish their masim, like the Arya Debei La. But by reading about Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is Chiddush HaOlam, it actually recreates the world. It's like Hashem is recreating the world. And by doing so, a person could get an extra hashpa of his chadshus. And in fact, Reb Chaim Falaji in the same Mari L'Chol Chai brings to the Chemdas Yamim that the 12 days after Sukkot correspond to the 12 months of the year. And it's a time in a skula, a nifla, that to gain extra siyata d'shmaya, and to apply ourselves in Avodas Hashem, and the Chida brings this down as well. So we could say that through reading Parshas Bereishis, which speaks about the recreation of the world, the creation of the world, it grants us, it gives us an extra hischachos, and it allows us to renew ourselves, not just reminds us, but it actually recreates the entire world. So those were three thoughts about the value of time, about the number of Perushim in the Torah, about Bereishis bringing the book of vision, and actually a fourth thought was why the first Shabbos after Sukkot is Shabbos Bereishis. Before we share our final two thoughts, I just want to remind everyone that tonight's event is sponsored by Chickens for Shabbos. Please go to the Yad Eliezer site and click the icon for Agunois, Grushois, Malamdim, and especially on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, which is actually, we're about to see, is a special time for Tzedakah. Tzedakah represents and teaches us that we are Banim Lamakim. We are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because actually, if you think about it, how are we able to give tzedakah? How are we allowed to give tzedakah? God decreed the person should be poor. Isn't that like, imagine if a king decrees that somebody, one of his subjects, should not have money, and you provide them with money. You know how to do that. That would be merida b'malchus. That would be rebellious. But Rabbi Akiva tells us in Bava Basra, the reason we give tzedakah is because we're not like a king who decrees one of his subjects should not have money, but we're like the king's son. And the benefactor who goes against the decree of the king will be rewarded by the king. So tzedakah teaches us that we are the children of Hashem. And actually, we've said this in the past, we said it on our own, but I found that, in fact, the B'nai Yisachar says, and this is going to lead us into our next part of Bereishis, and how the Yom Tov of Sukkos introduces us and prepares us to be able to learn Sefer Bereishis. But the B'nai Yisachar says that on Sukkos, we have two great mitzvahs that demonstrate we are Banim L'Makom. The first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Sukkah. Sukkah is the most unusual mitzvah in the Torah. It was raining today. We didn't have to eat in the sukkah. Mitzta'er is pater from the sukkah. Ask the Chida, why would Mitzta'er be pater from sukkah? Chida tells us that the mitzvah of sukkah teaches, telecasts, broadcasts, articulates, enunciates to the Jewish people that we are the children of Hashem. And while no master would ever exempt his subject from working for him, a father, if he sees his son is distressed, would say, you know what? You don't have to do it. So the mitzvah of sukkah demonstrates we're banim l'makom. The Chidah says further that the sukkah is like the scepter of the king. It's like Hashem's personal belonging. It's the Shekhinah. And the fact that we're able to make use of it, that demonstrates we're banim l'makom. Furthermore, the Chidah says that the dalid minim, which are also like the scepter of the king, these four minim, the Chidah says, what they all have in common, as opposed to other types of produce, is that other types of produce have an angel, like a go-between, between God and the produce. God decrees the produce should grow, and the angel smites the produce. Grow, grow! But these four species, it's them, between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, straight, without any intermediary. These four minim are the scepter of the king. The fact that we could sit in the sukkah, the fact that we could take the dalet minim, this demonstrates we are banim l'makom. So does tzedakah. So the B'nai Yisachar writes, al pi these two edim, sukkah and lulav, also tzedakah, three edim, they are combined, the confluence of the three is like a triple crown that articulates, enunciates, broadcasts to the whole world. Right? The Torah says that really, we should be sitting in the sukkah in the month of Nisan when God gave us Anani HaKavod, but it wouldn't be clear why we're sitting in the sukkah. So the question is, well, who does it have to be clear to? Those who sit in the sukkah, they know why they're sitting in the sukkah. But the Chidah says, no, when you go to sukkah, it needs to bespeak, it needs to articulate, it needs to telecast, broadcast to the whole world that we are banim l'makom, and therefore if you go into the spring, it will not be clear to the world that you're going in because you are banim l'makom. Well, with this introduction of Sukkos, we are now ready for Sefer Bereishis. The principle that we are children of Hashem is such a central and fundamental principle. The Chidah writes in Parshas Bahar, "Haloi zeh hadavar, behold, this is the matter. Ki kfar noida, it is known, asher pinas yikras yisoid musad laadas Yisrael mi Mitzrayim viad hina, the cornerstone principle from the day we left Egypt until now, hu hayois Yisrael b'nei kelchai, that we are the children of Hashem, v'chavivim Yisrael shenek raban, we're beloved." The Nesiv Hashem further says that the concept that we are banim l'Hashem hu yisoid ha-yisoidois ve'ikar ho-ikarim. Well, if this is so important, you would think that this principle would be alluded to somewhere in Bereishis. And there's a sefer Oy HaLeishem of Reb Shem Klingberg that in fact says yes. Not only is this alluded to in Bereishis, not only is this alluded to in the first pasuk of Bereishis, this is alluded to in the first letter of Bereishis. Bees! Beis stands for banim, not only that. The nekuda under the beis is a shva. A tsere represents our connection to Hashem, as in Shir Hashirim we're compared to the sister of Hashem, two equals. But the shva, which is the first nekuda of the Torah, represents av uben. So the most important principle in the Torah, which is that we are banim la'makom, is alluded to not only in the first pasuk, not only in the first word, but in the first letter and in the first nekuda. So on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, when we sit in the sukkah and we take in the great teaching that we are the children of Hashem, and we take the dalet minim and we ingrain within our minds that we are the children of Hashem, and we give tzedakah to chickens for Shabbos or to any worthy cause like Chazak or any worthy yeshiva, we also demonstrate that we are banim la'makom. Now we're ready to start Bereishis, the base for banim, the shva for av uben. So that is the penultimate offering. I would like to end by sharing with you an amazing maimar, in short. And this maimar I would like to make an addition to that is not found in the Sefer. And Be'ezus Hashem, Hashem should give us kayach. Then the next printing, we should be able to add it. We know that when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the world plummeted. He brought klala to the world. The Gra brings, he brought 10 curses to the world. He brought death to the world. He brought the need to work. But there are certain things that exist and were not impugned by the sin of Adam HaRishon. In the Sefer, we bring 5 of them. I would like to humbly add a 6th. The first thing that was not impugned, the Ramami Pano teaches us in Perek Yud Gimel of the Sefer Maimar Tzivos Hashem, that the hands were never impugned. That's how we daven. V'hinoyam Hashem Eloikeinu Aleinu Umasei Yadenu kanenu aleinu. That is the reason why David was menagein biyadai. That is why David said Yigmaleni Hashem kitzik kivar yadi. That's why ein hakadosh baruch meiv tagal al yidei tzadikim. Because when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, he saw it, he ate it, he heard, he didn't use his hands, and therefore his hands remained pure, and his hands were not impugned by the Eitz Hadas. So actually, I want to share with you 6 items that were not impugned, and we'll add a 7th. That was the first thing. The second thing is the koneh, Adam HaRishon's windpipe. The windpipe did not participate in the sin of the Eitz Hadas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we know all the souls of mankind were in Adam HaRishon, the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the koneh of Adam HaRishon. So the koneh, was not impugned, remained pure from the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Another item, another entity that was not impugned by the Eitz Hadas, the Bnei Yisachar brings, Adam HaRishon saw the fruit, he heard his wife, he tasted the fruit, he felt the fruit, but he never smelled the fruit. Smell was never impugned by the sin of the Eitz Hadas. That's the reason why the Gemara Brachos asks, do you have to make a bracha on smell? Why would you not have to make a bracha on smell? You're not allowed to be nene from this world without making a bracha. But the answer is we make a bracha to be mevar, to select the good from the bad, but in smell there's no bad. That is why when Mashiach comes, v'harichoi b'yiras Hashem, he will smell out. His sense of smell will be pure. Here's another item that remained pure from the sin of the Eitz Hadas. The luz bone. We know that what we eat on Malava Malka feeds the luz bone from which there will be Tchias HaMesim. And the reason why the luz bone can never be destroyed is because it's only Nene from Malava Malka. So it was not Nene from the sin of the Eitz Hadas. So it remains Beli Pagam. Here's another item that remains from the way it was before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and that is fingernails. Adam HaRishon originally was only nail. And then from the sin of the Eitz Hadas, he had skin. But the nail predated the sin, and the nail is like a remainder of Shirayim She'iris from the world before the sin. We also have spoke out many times that the Beis HaMikdash transcends any pegam of Adam HaRishon. That is why the Chassid Yavetz says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Parakei Mishnah Dalet, the 10 miracles that happen in the Beis HaMikdash every day are those things that are above decomposition. Nobody ever miscarried, no blood, no meat ever rotted, because the Beis HaMikdash is like the world of Adam HaRishon before the sin. I would just like to add one humble addition to what we have in the Sefer of something that was not impugned by the sin of Adam HaRishon. You know, when Yaakov Avinu came to Yitzchak to feed him, Rashi says, Re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach sadeh, that entering with Yaakov Avinu was the re'ach of Gan Eden. Why did the scent of Gan Eden enter with Yaakov Avinu? Says Rav Shimon Schwab in the Sefer Aleihi Gayon, that when Adam HaRishon sinned with the Eitz Hadas, he impugned the whole world, he sullied the whole world, he even sullied all the mitzvahs. But there's one mitzvah that was never sullied. That's a mitzvah that didn't exist in Gan Eden. The mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em. Because Adam HaRishon didn't have parents. So there was no mitzvah, so it could not be impugned. So when Yaakov brings his father the meat, he did the mitzvah on such a high level, Yitzchak smelled the original scent of Gan Eden before the sin of Adam HaRishon. Perhaps that's the reason why the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em is so powerful. You know, Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteinman says that in our generation, Hashem gives so many extra opportunities of Kibbud Av V'Em. We have in our generation grandparents who are taking care of parents. Because in order to give the final knockout punch to Esav, who really excelled in Kibbud Av V'Em, Hashem gives us in the last generation extra opportunities of Kibbud Av V'Em. Why is Kibbud Av V'Em, so to speak, the final battle between Yaakov and Esav? Because in order to bring the world back to Began Eden Mikedem, so the one mitzvah that could take us back to that state is the great mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em, because that was a mitzvah that was never impugned by the sin of Adam HaRishon. So we have, number one, the hands. Number two, we have the kaneh, the windpipe. Number three, the sense of smell, reyach. Number four, the luz bone. Number five, the fingernails. Number six, the Beis HaMikdash. It transcends any deficiencies caused by Adam HaRishon. Number seven, the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em. So I wish everybody a enjoyable rest of Sukkot. Through the Sukkah, which will elevate our Koyach of Re'iyah, we will be prepared for Sefer Bereishis, the Book of Vision. Through Sukkot, which will ingrain in our hearts and our souls the great principle that we are Banim Lamakom, will be ready to read that first word, Bi, Banim Lamakom, the first Nakuda, the Shema, Avu Ben. And we should be Zoicha to finish the Torah that ends La'enei Kol Yisrael and hook right back into the beginning. There's so many connections. Reb Chaim Falaji brings 101 connections between the end of the Torah and the beginning. Wishing everyone Agut Mayed, Agut Yomtif, Agut and Kvitol, Mazel Tov on the completion of the end of the Torah. I thank Chazak for hosting tonight's event, Rabbi Yaniv, Rav Ilan, Rabbi Aboff, and I thank Chickens for Shabbos. Please go to the Yad Eliezer site and make a modest donation or a very generous donation. Click the icon for Agunois, Amanois, and Melamdim, whatever you could do to help these holy Jews, Tavi Aleichem Bracha, and to get the new Sefer on Bereishis in order to start the Shabbos Bereishis off with a bang, go to rabbidg.com. You could order the Sefer, free shipping, and you could help support our efforts in future Sfarim. Please, whatever you could do to help us in Harbatzah Satoira, please procure your Sefer, get for your friends, for your family, so we could continue as Hashem will say for Shemais and future Svarim, Agit and Yomtif, Chakosh v'Sameach, Agit and Kvetel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.